recruiting enthusiast, I'm Priyanka, and welcome to Tech Recruiting Unfiltered podcast, a podcast for gaining all the insider knowledge about the top recruiters in the tech industry. For today's episode, we have Melissa Meehan with us, who's a client lead recruiter at Amazon. Having gained more than a decade of experience, Melissa has a lot of insights and tips to share. Welcome to our podcast, Melissa. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I hope you are.
Yeah, I'm doing great too. And I'm thrilled to finally have you here. And so firstly, like, can you tell us a bit about, you know, yourself and how you got into this industry and what prompted your passion to cross nearly almost more than 12 plus years, I would say?
Sure. Thank you. I started in technical recruiting back in 1997. I worked for an agency as a technical recruiter. So that's how I got into the industry. And from there, moved into corporate recruiting for different technical companies, technology companies. And really what prompted my whole love for this career is, in my heart, I'm a problem solver. So I also like to help people. And the best way that I found to help people in this role is you're helping them find a job, which is something that is so intimately important to people. And it really just helps them in their careers. So I've been very blessed over the years just to be able to help so many people advance in their careers. And being a technical recruiter is one of the ways to do that. So that's how and why I got into this industry.
Yeah, amazing. You know, you've had an interesting journey and I'm so eager to know more about it. And so to begin with, I want to talk to you about, you know, creating effective strategies. And so we know that, like, building, you know, a successful sourcing and assessment strategy is not an easy task. And I would say a lot of time and effort goes into it. So where do you think the recruiter should concentrate, you know, their efforts when developing and implementing these recruiting strategies? And is there something, like, is there anything you believe the folks must try and are missing out on that has worked well for you so far?
Sure. Well, there's probably a few different areas, but I think the most important area where I see recruiting is and is going to continue to go is in the employer branding and recruitment marketing space. So we have to always remember that we are marketing our companies. I think with such a tight talent market, we have to be able to say, you know, this is what makes our company different, or this is what makes my team different than another team, or this particular role. So if you're always thinking about that in a recruitment marketing way or an employer branding, you know, slant, then I think that's a really good strategy. There's all kinds of strategies and tactics you can use to implement a recruitment marketing and employer branding strategy, but there's I've found different sources that have been very helpful to me. So some of my favorite are like recruitment or Rally Recruitment Marketing, Employer Brand Shop. James Ellis has a really good podcast and he's got a ton of good info out there. So I would say that if somebody hasn't tried doing any kind of employer branding or recruitment marketing, definitely start dipping your toe into that, because that is what's going to set you apart from anybody else out there. So even if you're, you know, at a large company like Amazon who has a whole employer branding, but you want to set your particular team apart or whatever it is. So start learning more about that. I think that's an interesting way to go. I think one place to also develop is in your employer value proposition. If you don't know what that is, there's all kinds of great resources out there that you can find out. Talk about your culture. Talk about the things that are quirky about your company, the good, the bad, the ugly. Because if you bring that stuff out, I think in the beginning, people feel like, okay, I'm a little more familiar with this. And then when you're more familiar with things, you tend to want to go to them, or you're not quite as, you know, standoffish or apprehensive to take a role at a company that you feel like you know a little bit something more about. I think it's something like candidates who are engaged in your brand are 40% more likely to take a role in your company. So that's another reason you want to do that. And then I would think as far as implementing a strategy, really be creative. There's, you know, being a recruiter has always required us to be creative. It's always required us to have those interpersonal skills, but you want to focus on the ways that are going to set you apart from, you know, the other million recruiters that are out there. So it's not necessary. I mean, there are different strategies, I think, that you can implement, but if you work on, you know, how you are doing that as a person, and you're working on your interpersonal skills, connecting with people, and then always learn and be curious. That's one of our leadership principles here at Amazon. And I think it serves well for so many people. Always be growing, because there's always going to be something new that you can learn and something new that you can implement in your strategies.
Yeah, I think you've made a great point. Like, first of all, like standing out in the crowd is really important. And, you know, personalization is also like, and the companies being transparent about who they are, I think that's one of the toughest things to do. But I think it will help in a long run to, you know, gain as well as retain a lot of talent. And something which I have seen most companies overlook is, I think, the optimizing the job descriptions as well, and not having the clarity of what they want. And their goals not aligning with the, you know, employees' goals as well. And I think they fail to make revisions and as necessary, like analyzing their efforts and measuring them as well. Mm-hmm. And so in today's competitive market, you know, we know that, you know, finding quality talent is really difficult. But I think it's imperative for the recruiters to always maintain that pipeline of qualified candidates, you know, to meet the hiring needs, whether they're hiring or not, they always need to maintain it. And so I want to know your thoughts on how they can do this more effectively and consistently.
I think in order to, well, you have to start with your search, right? So build those Boolean searches that are just a variety of them, however you can build them. I was on a training yesterday, and somebody had built 14 pages of Boolean searches. I think that kind of thing serves you well, because it's going to help you really find all the different people out there. I think not using just LinkedIn is also going to help. Because there's loads of places where people are. There's different groups and different meetup groups, that kind of thing, where you can scrape, you know, those places to find and connect with people. I think working with your hiring manager also, to be creative and to think outside the box, ways that you can, like you said, use your job descriptions that are going to be very transparent and pointed to the job. That way, when an employee is, or when a candidate is looking, you're saying something that they can really connect with. So if you're very intentional in the way that you write those job descriptions, and the way that you, you know, don't write them in very broad language, but try to be very concise as well as detailed in what the hiring manager is looking for. So that really comes back to having that relationship with the hiring manager and being able to think outside the box with that. So once you have that, then work on different creative ways that you can make those connections with people, because, you know, the stronger your pipeline is, the longer you'll be able, or the more people you'll be able to put in front of the hiring manager, and hopefully get, you know, lots of jobs filled that way.
Yeah, I think you've rightly said. I think I feel, you know, talent pipelines, they do require a hands-on approach, I would say, because candidates, they must be nurtured, you know, throughout the journey till, you know, yes, hiring. And I think building a strong talent pipeline, if you succeed in that, I think it'll help you streamline your process to a great extent. And so, yeah, so that being said, I think the hardest to recruit are the passive candidates. You know, it takes a great deal of, you know, skill to like evaluate their technical skills, the culture fit, understanding their motivation, because I think their motivation differs from the active job seekers, and it takes a lot of finesse as well. So are there any tips you can share with us from your personal experience? And what do you think are the common mistakes recruiters make during this process of recruiting passive candidates?
I think one of the most common mistakes is that people, they send out these bulk messages. So it's not personalized. Like you said, you have to have that personal connection with people, or at least, you know, you're cultivating that relationship with people. It may not happen the first time you reach out to them. It may not happen the fifth time you reach out to them. But if you're personalizing your message, I have found that that is really the return on that is much better. So it does take a little bit more time, but if you can find something in someone's profile or something that, you know, you say, I'm really impressed with XYZ, something that they've done in their professional or in their personal life, I think that that goes a long way, because it's those bulk messages. People can sniff those out, you know, a million miles away. I think the other thing, and we keep talking about this, but it is making that connection. Ask for referrals. Use your network in order to find those people. Use, you know, whatever it is. Get personal. Talk to others. Learn and be curious. Again, I think is really important. Join those networks, like I was saying earlier, and then. It really comes back to, I think this is one of the most important things, and it's one of the things I hear from candidates that really is frustrating to them, is so-and-so ghosted me. So don't be a ghost. Like, don't do that to candidates, because you never know. A year down the road, they might be a better fit for a different role that you've had, but you've already tainted their impression of you because you ghosted them. So you won't be able to reach out to them. And then I have always found that that friend usually, or that person usually tells 10 friends. So, you know, while it is a large network of people, it's still small, and a lot of them know each other. So you want to always, even if they reject you or they're not an inclined candidate, whatever it is, give them the respect that they deserve, and give them the feedback, whatever it is. If, you know, like, we have a policy here at Amazon that we don't give interview feedback, but we're always going to get back to the candidate. In fact, create for yourself like an SLA that says, I will get back to candidates by this particular time. I will give them this kind of feedback, or whatever that is. But I think it also comes down to just being kind and respectful. Because in the long run, we're all people, and, you know, we want an answer. Don't leave people wondering. So I think that that's what I've heard from a lot of candidates that really taints them on that. So we're having a hard time with passive candidates. You want to always be able to have that relationship, and your network and your referrals are really going to be the way to do that. So all of those, I think, tie into being able to, or just being a good recruiter and having those relationships with people, making those connections.
Yeah, I think when it comes to passive candidates, I think recruiters, they need to go beyond the traditional methods, I would say, and, you know, understand the position and requirements really well, you know, because they don't mm-hmm. have a lot of time to, you know, waste in hiring them. And right. by, you know, they can have a transparent conversation with their hiring managers. And I think here, speed and quality of the whole process, as well as really good communication, makes a lot of difference. You know, if you don't want, yes. if you don't want them to lose interest or drop out. And like you said, the edge that personalization gives you is an advantage I think very few people go for. Mm-hmm. And so it, you know, it is difficult for recruiters, you know, to source the right talent, you know, in order to always maintain the high interview to offer ratio. But I believe most people are, you know, still struggling to crack that skill of, you know, anticipating the hiring manager preferences through, you know, high interview to offer ratios. So I want to know your take on this, and are there any tips you can share with us on how they can do it better while maintaining the consistency at the same time?
Mm-hmm. I think having a regular cadence of meetings with the hiring managers is a good idea. Asking them the details about the job, about the interview, always getting that feedback after an interview. Where could we reiterate, you know, if there are things you need to dig into and do deep dives on, do that for the hiring managers, because that's going to be the thing that that will allow you to have that higher offer to interview ratio. I think also making sure that the candidates are really aligned to the roles, not just looking at it in an overview kind of way, but, you know, does this really line up? Have the hiring managers work with you on those resume reviews. I think also an online assessment can really be a good idea. It will help you to be able to better align the role or the candidate to the role with the hiring manager. And then again, just prep those candidates a lot. Prep them for the interview, prep them for the different questions. Obviously, you're not going to give them the questions that are going to be in the interview, but really prepping the candidate well in advance. I know here at Amazon, we try to give at least a month or at least 2 weeks for candidates to prep, because there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to go over, and, you know, they still have a daytime job. So you want to give candidates a lot of time in order to get ready for the interviews.
Yeah, I think involving the hiring managers in the process is really key, because they're not as involved in the whole process. And I think analyzing the whole hiring funnel by stage, yeah, I think it's a great way to like identify which are the slowest areas and where, you know, where there's room for improvement. And I think considering candidate experience is also like very essential. I think a lot of companies overlook that as well.
Yes.
And so we know like recruiting is becoming, you know, increasingly competitive. And now, since it has become competitive, companies are paying more attention, you know, to outreach, pipelines and onboarding, etc. So, but however, I still feel that candidate screening is given very little, you know, attention. So, you know, despite, you know, having candidate screening has this make or break effect, but still the screening techniques which are used are not very efficient. And I would say most of them are outdated. So what are your thoughts on this and any tips you would like to share?
Sure. I would say if your company doesn't have like an online assessment currently, I would say advocate to get one of those. Have that automated into your process. A lot of applicant tracking systems will allow you to automate and build that out. However, you know, it is for your company, so you can personalize that. I think the other thing that's important is to add the screening questions that are meaningful. Align those with the hiring manager. Make sure that, you know, they are going to make sense for this role. And work with the hiring manager to develop those. I would say, to me, that's one of the most important steps. Even if the screening, you know, just three screening questions, do you have experience with, how many years, whatever it is, however you can personalize that. Because I think it not only helps the hiring manager in your interview to offer ratio, but it also gives the candidate a better experience. Because, you know, if they see, oh, C++ is the most important skill that I'm going to have for this role, but I'm better in Python, then, you know, they're probably not going to apply, or they're going to apply, but they're going to know that, well, I don't have that skill. I need to learn that skill, whatever it is. But I think that having that online assessment and the screening questions are probably two of the most important things you can do to help with that.
Yeah, I think screening needs to be, you know, taken seriously. And, you know, if you want to like narrow down that talent pipeline and, you know, zero in on the best candidates who you want to take forward to the hiring process. And I think recruiters should also be, something which they're not doing nowadays is they're not more open to getting on phone with the candidates to conduct, you know, phone screens, because it's an excellent way to like gauge the candidate's interests and ability. So yeah, phone screens is something which they should definitely add to their, you know, assessments. And so I think like a good, you know, understanding and a, you know, really good partnership is important between, you know, all the stakeholders, especially the recruiters and the hiring managers. But I think more often than not, there's a communication gap, there's a disconnect between them. So I want to know, like, your perspective as a recruiter. You know, why do you think the conflict of interest arises, and what can they do to, like, forge a better relationship and work together and align their goals?
Yes, you're right about that. I think it's you have to lay the groundwork with the hiring manager and with the business. You want to assure them that you want what's best for the business as well as for the candidate. So you want to be very familiar with the roles that you're hiring for. Ask all kinds of questions about the role, about the team. Meet with the different team members. That way they know that you're on their side as well as on the side of the candidate. Have regular check-ins with them, bi-weekly, whatever it is, to make sure. And then also involve them in the process. So, you know, you can have them reach out on LinkedIn. I think that they start to see and have a little bit more, they have a little bit more visibility into what the recruiting process looks like, right? Because they might be, they're not as familiar with it as we are. So if they can see into that, into our world a little bit, and then have them reach out to the candidates, you know, you get a much better return response rate whenever the hiring manager is reaching out. So, and then sit down and talk about that at your biweekly meetings. How is this going? How, you know, what is your response rate? Check in with them, have them review the resumes as well. That way they know you're working on their behalf, and then own your seat at the table. I think that that's really important because, you know, in the long run recruiting, we're not short order cooks. We're here, we're part of the business. We are a partner. Establish that relationship early, have a good, you know, respectful relationship, of course, with your hiring managers, but involve them in the process, because I think the more transparency, the more visibility, the more communication that you can have is going to be better for all parts of the business. So recruiting and the hiring managers as well.
Yeah, I think you've greatly put it, because recruiters need to take that step, you know, to know the hiring manager's needs from the start, because honestly, hiring managers are a bit behind on, like, how to, you know, communicate their talent needs. And
yeah,
I think sometimes they've just, you know, they've just asked for everything. And in the end, you just get to know that, okay, even if these set of skills is there, it's okay. And I think it, you know, a lot of time is wasted because of the lack of communication and all of that. And I think recruiters also need to, like, ask the tough questions, whether it's, you know, to hiring managers or the candidates, if, you know, it makes their work easier and their lives easier as well. And having that level of transparency is really important, and it'll help both parties and the organization in the long run, I think. And so, yeah, I think before we, you know, wrap up our conversation, I wanted to ask, so you've been in this industry for more than a decade now. So can you tell us a bit about how the industry has changed over time, you know, for when you started out and, you know, fast track to today? And can you share with us any lessons you have learned, which has, you know, helped you, you know, like, gain new perspectives as well as shaped your approach to recruiting?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think in the technology changes, but people don't, right? So when we think about it, going back to don't ghost people, treat people, you know, with respect. The relationship is what really matters. If you boil recruiting down to its most basic, it is relationship and having that connection with your candidates. Always thinking about candidate experience, I think, is one of the most important things. How would you want to be treated as well? Think about that recruiter that has, that when you've been reached out to, what stood out to them? Do that, you know, implement those strategies that they've used as well. Some things that I've learned also is push and advocate for your seat at the table. Again, you're not a short order cook. You know, you need to also stay in the know. Technology changes just as fast as, like, tomorrow it will change. But stay in the know. Read the articles, take the classes, do the research, stretch yourself and grow. I know whenever I took a break, I was a recruiter and then a technical recruiter, took a break to raise my family and then came back, and the technology had changed quite a bit. LinkedIn wasn't even a thing when I left. I know I'm dating myself here, but it wasn't even really a thing when I left recruiting the first time. But when I came back, it was. But what I found is, in the long run, it's the connection and the relationships that matter in recruiting. You can learn all the technology you want. There's always going to be a new platform. There's always going to be a new way of doing something on the computer, but it's the relationships that matter. And then I think the other thing, for better or for worse, is technology. So for me, the changes in the industry that I've seen or that I would like to see are really more integration of platforms. I've not been able to find one particular platform that does everything for a recruiter. So if you think about recruiting, it's I've got to, you know, go to this platform, I've got to go to that platform, and then this one, and they're not all integrated. So I'd really like to see something like a CRM and a recruitment marketing platform, an ATS, an online assessment, all of it automated in one place. I might be asking too much, but those are definitely the technology is the change. I could see it, you know, continuing to evolve. And then as far as learning, I think I touched on that, but just always stay curious. So those are really the things that I would say, that I've seen the changes over the years, and then the learnings is I look up stuff on YouTube all the time, and you know, it's like you could do brain surgery from YouTube, but I don't recommend it, but there's other things that you can do on there that somebody's got it out there, and just stay curious, plug it in and find it, and then implement some of those strategies and some of those tactics that other people have. And I've found when I do that, that spurs my imagination on and my brainstorming. Then I work with other people and I'm like, oh, let's do that. And so, you know, you get all kinds of great ideas by doing that.
Yeah, I think you've beautifully put it. And I love the part where you said recruiting is all about relationships. And yeah, I really like the lessons you've shared. And I'm sure it'll help folks everywhere, you know, to improve their recruiting strategies. And yeah, that brings us to the, you know, end of our conversation. It was lovely talking to you, Melissa, and you've shared some really great, you know, insights with us today. And thank you so much for joining us. And it was super fun and our pleasure to get to know you and learn from your experiences.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for listening to Tech Recruiting Unfiltered podcast. We hope you enjoyed as well as learned from it. To gain more such insights, join us for our next episode. You can follow us on LinkedIn at Technical Hiring Showcase page and our website technical-hiring.com to receive all the updates. That's all for this episode, folks. See you next time.